Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Nami Gooday, and this is The Rundown. Eileen O'Neill Burke will be sworn in today as Cook County State's Attorney. She says as top prosecutor, her number one priority will be addressing gun violence.
We have been flooded with guns, and they're not just any kind of guns. They are guns that have been equipped with a switch and an extended magazine, making it an automatic weapon. That's why we're seeing people who have nothing to do with the dispute are getting swept up in crossfire. But we have a tool, and the tool is the assault weapons ban. We need to enforce the assault weapons ban.
O'Neill Burke is replacing Kim Fox, who did not run for re-election. Some Chicago City Council members are calling for more cuts to right-size the city budget. The City Council is expected to meet today to discuss next year's proposed budget that has a nearly $1 billion gap. 15 alderpersons are calling for budget cuts beyond what the mayor has proposed in order to save over $500 million. They want city spending to return to pre-pandemic levels adjusted for inflation. They also want federal relief funds to be redirected to plug additional holes. City Council members have been negotiating with Mayor Brandon Johnson to avoid a massive property tax increase. The City Council will continue to hold hearings this week to evaluate departments' budget requests. A budget must be passed by December 31st. Chicago advocates are holding Know Your Rights workshops in the face of looming threats of mass deportations under President-elect Donald Trump. In the training sessions, undocumented immigrants and people with pending immigration cases learn about their rights. Fred Zhao with the Illinois Coalition for Immigrants and Refugee Rights says they also learn that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE agents, can't just show up at people's homes and arrest them.
ICE agents need a warrant actually signed by a judge in order to compel someone to open the door. An ICE warrant all by itself is not good enough.
Zhao's organization is updating training materials to help churches and local groups inform the immigrants they serve. Scores of drivers got their trucks blessed at a special annual mass at a northwest suburb this weekend in honor of the upcoming Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. The feast commemorates the appearance of the Virgin Mary. And in honor of the patron saint of Mexico, hundreds of truck drivers poured into the parking lot of the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Des Plaines. Many, like 29-year-old driver Jose Contreras, hung enormous Mexican flags on the front of their semi-trailers. He was there with his parents and girlfriend to have his truck blessed.
Thanks for the Virgin Mary for always taking care of us, getting home safe, you know, leaving the house, coming back safe, you know, very important thing to us.
The Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe takes place December 12th. Some more things you should know today. A star government witness is about to face hostile questioning in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Federal prosecutors have ended their questioning of government mole and former Chicago alderperson Danny Solis. Solis outlined secret FBI recordings he made of Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean, where the topic often involved steering developers to Madigan's law firm to do their tax work. Defense lawyers are certain to try undercutting Solis's credibility, starting with his acceptance of prostitution services, campaign cash, and Viagra in exchange for government action. As December begins, so does Chicago's winter overnight parking ban. The rule went into effect early yesterday morning. Drivers are banned from parking on 107 miles of main city streets between 3 and 7 a.m. The rule is aimed at allowing emergency vehicles and public transportation to move freely and helps snow removal crews plan their operations. The ban goes through April 1st. The Joffrey Ballet kicks off its holiday season this week with the return of the Nutcracker. The dance company stages its own unique version of the Tchaikovsky Ballet, set amid the 1893 Chicago World's Fair and designed by choreographer Christopher Wieldon. Joffrey Artistic Director Ashley Weeder says the local take is now tradition. The production runs through December 28th. Today's weather, it will be cloudy with peaks of sunshine and a high in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, we're expecting a bit of wind and a high in the low 30s. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.